Brad White is the Director of Global Media Affairs for the Internet Corporation, and we're going to talk about assigned names and numbers. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Tell me what ICANN, ICANN is.
Sure. ICANN is basically the entity that coordinates the global Internet addressing system. ICANN was formed in the late 90s by the Clinton administration. The domain name system, the address system on the Internet, has to be globally coordinated. That has to be coordinated on a worldwide level, or when you type in an address on your browser, you would sometimes go to the address you wanted to go, and other times you'd end up going somewhere else. So unless that's globally coordinated, the Internet addressing system simply isn't going to work. And that's the function of ICANN. It's a nonprofit corporation based in California with global responsibility.
How many employees do you have?
Well, I think we're right around 130, something on that order.
And tell me a couple of stories I want to talk with you about. Number one, here in mid-Michigan, there was an article I found online talking about how many companies in this area, and I would imagine to be worldwide, are buying their names with the XXX attached to it because they want to make sure that their brand isn't affiliated with any adult type content sites or adult content.
Right. There is a lot of defensive, what we would call defensive registrations going on. I might add, Tony, that because we're under a lawsuit, a lawsuit has been filed against ICANN and against the operator of the .XXX Internet Registry outfit called ICM Registry in London. So I have to be somewhat circumspect in what I can say. I'll talk as much as I can, but I want to give you that caveat going in.
All right, well, just tell us about the case and what you can.
Sure. You mean about the lawsuit that has been filed?
Yes.
The lawsuit was filed by an organization called Manwin, which is a corporation that runs a number of adult entertainment websites. What they're alleging is, if I remember the suit correctly, improper trade practices or something to that effect between ICANN and ICM or by either organization. That's a very rough paraphrasing of their filing, but I think that's basically it in a nutshell.
All right. I know also that a deadline is coming up for folks who want to apply for certain domains. Tell us about that.
You're talking about beyond the XXX arena now, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Tony, what this is one of ICANN's primary responsibilities is to increase competitiveness in the domain name business. The part of the address, the Internet address that's to the right of the dot, like .com, .net, there are currently, we call those generic top-level domains. You can currently get like a .com and .net regardless of where you are in the world. There's 22 of those. For the past 6 years, we've been taking public comment, we've been studying, analyzing, and modifying a program by which to take that limit of 22, to blow it out. In other words, you'll be able to have an infinite number of names and characters at the top-level domain, at the top level of an Internet address. Now, what that means is if you're, for example, you're doing dot Tony Connolly, you have to run an Internet registry the way that VeriSign currently runs .com. It's a part of the Internet infrastructure. It's a much bigger deal than taking a second-level domain. In other words, MikeConnolly.com is simply a matter of you buying a name, but running dot MikeConnolly, that is, for example, a far greater commitment to, that's a much better commitment, Tony, than a much greater technical commitment than running a second-level domain. Does that make sense, or is that too verbose?
No, it makes a lot of sense. People are looking to be more simplistic when it comes to getting domain names and making sure there's so many. There's .coms and .orgs, and it can be a bit confusing, but it appears that this will kind of help make that a little simpler.
Tony, there's arguments on both sides for and against these top-level domains. And quite frankly, ICANN is not in the business of pushing this. We're, as I said, the coordinated body. We've bent over backwards to try and say to organizations, this isn't for everybody. It's expensive to get into. It's $185,000 just to apply for these top-level domains. And it would cost considerably more than that to run an internet registry. So these are definitely not aimed at the individual, but at organizations, at businesses, at governments, that kind of thing. It's a pretty big undertaking. And I think one of the things that is most misunderstood about this new generic top-level domain is that people think it's the same as if you're applying for a name to the left of the dot. It's a much bigger deal. And it sounds like you grasped that, Tony, from the research you've done.
How many domain names are there worldwide? Do we know?
I don't know. There's a lot. If you consider that there are 22 top-level generic domains, and then also factor in that top-level domains come in another flavor, what we call country code top-level domains, which are owned by governments.us. .uk, .de in Germany, there are millions, and I have no idea how many, what the exact count is.
All right, Brad, for folks who want more information on what they need to do to gather their own domain or to make sure that it's secure, where can they go?
Sure, Tony. The easiest thing to do to get more information about the new top-level domain program is to just go to our website. It's ICANN.org. The upper left, you'll see new GTLDs. You click on that, and it'll have frequently asked questions, fact sheets. It'll walk everybody through the entire program and its history.
Brad White is the Director of Global Media Affairs for ICANN. Thanks so much, Brad.
Tony, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.